Hey, y'all, welcome back to the Late Night Vision Show. This is episode number 183. My name is Jason, owner of Outdoor Legacy. And as always, I got my co-host, Hans from the Hans East Texas YouTube channel and Outdoor Legacy with me here today. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all think that working with a guy like Hans is easy, you know, because he seems like a nice guy on here, but he is the worst. We're trying to get this show started, and he is like literally heckling me
as
get the show started. Got me laughing, got me cracked up, and I'm trying to be serious and start the show. But anyway, even with that, I still let him on the show. So here he is.
We need to put that on the bloopers reel or something. But yeah, it is my goal with every show to try to make the wagon wheels fall off and get you tickled.
It happens.
So
yeah, I had a guy actually email me last week, and he said, "Have y'all ever thought about putting a blooper reel or anything like that out?" And I said, "I'll just be honest with you. We do one take on this from beginning to end." I said, "So you've watched all the bloopers." I said, "Sometimes I feel like it's one big blooper reel."
We usually have to start the intro over again, you know, usually every week, because it takes something to get into the rhythm
That's
of it.
Right.
But yeah, so this is my least favorite show of the year.
Listen to that.
I know,
people.
Man.
This is the working conditions.
As a hog hunter, as a coyote hunter, when you talk about all the properties that you lose during deer season, it's a depressing time of year for me. But no, I do get into the deer hunting a little bit, not as much as I do like to night hunt, but I shot a nice 11-point buck, East Texas buck last year that I was excited about, got it hanging on the wall right beside me. But yeah, this is my least favorite time of year when it comes to night hunting. If you do this enough, if you are hunting a bunch of properties for people, you know that this time of year, a lot of the land gets leased out to deer hunters. We love our deer hunting traditionalist, you know, they are our brothers in this hunting industry. This is the show we like to rag on them a little bit too. So we're going to be talking about deer hunting, hog hunting during deer season. We're going to be talking about digital optics. We're going to be talking a little bit about thermal optics. This show is jam packed with a lot of different stuff, but yes, it is going to start out with a rant by me when we get to it here in a little bit.
I think we should go ahead and get the rant out of the way. If you're a long-term listener of this show, you know that Hans gets upset because about this time of year, October, November, every year in Texas, you know, that's deer hunting season's cranking up. You know, bow season is in October, first weekend in November is always going to be the rifle season opener, and goes for a couple months. And there's some managed land and some different things that have different seasons, but that's just the general season. And Hans has got access to a lot of properties, and he loses a lot of those due to deer hunting. And that's, I want to explain this.
Yeah. By my family members, they kicked me off.
I know that's the worst part. So I want to explain this, 'cause I know some people, you know, from other states don't always understand. Texas is a pay to play state. Okay. If you want to come down here and you want to hunt, generally speaking, you're going to pay for it. And a lot of guys, I'm going way off topic. This was not in the notes, but I want to bring this up because I get this question a lot. Guys will say, "Hey, I want to come down there and go hog hunting, and I don't understand. Why does everybody want to charge me? Yet, you know, I hear these are a pest and y'all want to get rid of them. So why can't I come hunt for free?" Texas has been a pay to play state for a very long time. I mean, I'm 43 years old. And when I was a kid, if you wanted to go deer hunting, you were pretty much paying to get on a lease. Mm-hmm. It's been that way for a very long time. A lot of people here in the state and a lot of hunters. And so a good hunting land is a commodity. And I'm explaining this because there's some guys that just don't understand. They go, "Well, why can't you just go ask the farmer and go hunt?" Well, you can, you know, sure. But then the next guy comes along and says, "Hey, I'd like to hunt your place." Farmer says, "Oh, well, I can. I'm letting Hans hunt there." "Okay, well, what if I gave you $1,000 a year? Let me tell Hans that he ain't hunting there no more. So then you're paying $1,000 and the next guy comes along and goes, hey, you know what? Jason's hunting over there. Well, yeah, he pays me $1,000. I'll pay you $1,800. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's a commodity. And I am proud for the landowners. Mm-hmm. I'm proud for the farmers. Yeah. It is, you know, they're paying the taxes on this stuff. They're paying the upkeep. Good for them to make some money. But that's why it is. I know a lot of states, it's not that way everywhere. And a lot of that just has to do with supply and demand. Yeah. And the demand is high for good hunting land in Texas. Mm-hmm. And so come this time of year in Texas, deer hunting is king of all the hunting from North Texas to South Texas, east to west, central. Deer hunting is where it's at. That's when the most hunters come out. It's where the money's at. I mean, people spend a lot of money to deer hunt, you know, buying corn, you know, building box blinds, buying blinds, all the kind of things that go into it. And so that's where the money goes, and guys are willing to pay money to get on to lease land or get on a big lease, a club with other people. And, you know, guys will bring their travel trailers or they'll have a camp house. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an event. It's a 2 month long event. So 3 months for a lot of guys. So anyway, that's what's happening to Hans is even on the family land he's got, you know, there's some strangers that come along and say, hey, we'll give y'all X number of $1,000 to come hunt this land. And they say, see you, Hans. Come back in January.
Oh, yeah. I'd kick me off, too. There's no doubt. I mean, to all my deer hunting, day walking, traditionalist brothers out there, brothers and sisters that are big into deer hunting, I want to lay out the case of why hog hunting at night is not going to ruin your favorite deer hunting spots. This was just a few weeks ago. So we've got some guys that are, that have been prepping, one of our pieces of land to deer hunt on. So they've been filling up feeders. There have been a lot of traffic out there, filling up feeders, putting up stands. Well, of course the hogs, are moving in on these deer feeders are now all of a sudden have, you know, thrown out corn twice a day when it wasn't before. And you've got these pigs that are keeping these deer off the feeders. Obviously, you know, those deer aren't going to go around those pigs, and those pigs are going to run them off. So in the video, there is a deer standing off camera a little bit, about 20 or 30 yards on the left-hand side of the screen. You know, I'm shooting the hog in the middle of the screen. I took 4 or 5 shots because I really wanted to get this hog really good and gone. I mean, I worked him over pretty good because he was rolling around a lot. But you can see that deer that's 20 or 30 yards away, not even 30, he's got to be like 20 yards away, sitting there staring at me shoot this hog 4 or 5 times, never moves, never jumps, never runs off, sits there the whole time. Well, it's almost like, Jason, it's almost like he's standing over there, or it was a doe. It was like she was standing over there rooting me on, like, yeah, get him, you know, kill him, get another shot, make him. Because as soon as that, you know, that pig obviously drug it off, went out there the next night, all those deer around those feeder. I mean, more deer than I've ever seen out in that field the next night after shooting that pig. And, you know, I can understand why the day walkers, they want to, you know, preserve their environment. You know, they don't want a bunch of racket and noise, and they do, you know, it's just like coyote hunting. You say you don't want to go out there and ride around, make a bunch of noise and turn your radios on and blast them full blast while you're out there and, you know, kind of stir everything up. It's the same with deer hunting. You know, but I can understand that, but I don't believe, and if somebody can prove me wrong, I would love to see it in the comment section.
Oh gosh.
But, or email Jason. Better than that. Email Jason. Of why deer hunting or hog hunting at night ruins your deer hunting spots. Because I would love to see it. You can play devil's advocate if you want. I've got the video proof. I don't know what else to share about it because I think the case has been settled, right? I mean, if you.
Oh my gosh.
No.
I just can. Folks. I do not condone the comment section and what's about to come.
Hans's opinion does represent the Late Night Vision show or Outdoor Legacy at all. So.
Exactly. Yeah, these views expressed, they're not approved.
I am being a little cocky about it, but you know what I mean.
I know what he's getting at, and I would say this. There is a reason that you can't hunt deer at night. I mean, yeah. without, you know, nuisance no permits, doubt. That sort of thing that some farmers have. Deer, as smart as they are during the daylight, as scared as they are, as, you know, all the senses of sight and smell, and even I think deer have got some sixth sense they have, mm-hmm. at night, it's out the window.
They get stupid. They get stupid. You got to walk around. I've called them to me with a collar. I've had to walk around them to stay out of their way. Yeah. You know, bucks weird. Included. You know, and they're a little bit more skittish even at night, but you can still get really close than even more than you would in daytime. I don't know. I'm kind of a big guy. I don't know. Well, maybe they think I'm just a cow walking through the grass or something. Well, I don't know.
I'm going to make this comment, and I know people are probably saying, you know, are y'all going to get to a real show? But
no, the answer is no. Not this week.
Exactly. Not this week. Not a real show. Last night, this is a sort of a case in point example of what you were just saying about bucks. I was standing on my back porch, and I was, you know, looking out across, you know, this bottom below my house, my pasture, and my house sits up high. And I'm looking down there, and about 250 yards is a nice, you know, 3.5-year-old buck. You know, he's a 8 or 9 point. It's a nice buck. I mean, good East Texas buck. He's not mature yet, but he's getting there. And I have been getting some pictures of this deer at night. I mean, he's smart. He isn't coming out much in the daylight. So I saw him down there. He's using digital night vision. I saw him with thermal. I switched to digital. I could tell he was a buck laying down out there. Sure enough, I could think, I know maybe which one this is. He's so far. Well, he ended up getting up. And he starts kind of walking across the pasture. I recognize, again, with the digital night vision, we're going to talk about this some more during the show here, but I'm watching him. And that goofy thing, over the course of about 15 minutes, starts walking straight towards me. Now, the lights are off on my back porch, right. But I got a security light out there. I'm standing there. I mean, clearly I could be seen, you know, I mean, there's no way. I mean, there's enough light underneath that porch that a human eye, you could look up there and see me, you know, that there's somebody standing there. And I'm walking around on this porch, getting different vantage points, getting some video of him. He comes all the way up to within 40 yards and hops over into, you know, where I normally have my garden planted. And just gets in there and starts eating, and he's munching. I'm like, why he came all the way straight up there to me? Bizarre. And so the point is, there is no way that that deer didn't know that somebody or something wasn't right out there, you know, by my house. And here he came. I'm going in and out of the house. When I go in, all the lights are on. I mean, it's obvious.
But the deer
would have never done that during the daylight. They do get dumb at night.
They do. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to say, it's almost like at night they get curious. Like during the day, they're spooked by everything. But at night, they're definitely curious. So they're around a bunch. When if you night hunt at all, whether it's with digital night vision, whether it's with thermal, you're used to being around deer a bunch. I mean, they're everywhere, especially here in East Texas. I know a lot of y'all talk about it from my conversations with everybody out there, but wherever you go, you're always around deer. You don't hardly, if you get close enough, they're going to run off, but it's something. But to see, and I've had many examples over the years of shooting pigs with deer close by and them not even moving, just looking, raising their head up, looking around. But I think the benefit of clearing out hogs off of property, even during deer season, I think outweighs any negatives that you feel might come with it. You know, that, oh, if I shoot deer now, it's going to, you know, that big buck's never going to come back if I'm shooting. Well, maybe that's the case. I don't know. But maybe it wasn't going to come back either anyway. Maybe it was so spooked, you know, that it was never going to come out of the woods anyway, you know?
If you're hunting, I'd say this. If you're down in the woods and you're hunting trails, or you're just down there where, you know, the thick movement is, you're finding the bedding areas, and you're doing that kind of hunting, and you're back off the beaten path, and you're walking a half a mile in, okay, I probably wouldn't be down there blasting hogs. But if you're hunting over a feeder, there's already activity. You've been there filling the feeder. You're in there in a stand. I mean, you got a lot more activity than what we're talking about, the walking in type hunting. And Hans is right. If you're waiting on that feeder and that corn to attract that deer, whether it's the big buck or it's the does that are your decoys for the big buck, getting rid of those hogs. There's nothing worse than checking your camera and seeing hogs have moved in on a feeder, because it's, I guarantee you, when those hogs, they will be there when the feeder goes off. Oh, they'll stay there until it's gone. The deer walk up, look around, and keep going because there's no corn.
Nothing left. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well,
now, all right.
I'll get off my soapbox.
Hans's rant.
I know. I'll get off my soapbox but I have to do it every year because there's so many guys that I talk to they're, you know, hog hunters, coyote hunters, and they're just, every year they lose property. I'm part of it, but it is, but I do, hey, it's funny, and I want to give a shout out. I met a guy at Academy Sporting Goods today. His name's Jeremy, a listener of the show, and he caught me looking for a deer hunting supplies. So every year, you know, I'm like, a couple days before season starts, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try to shoot something this year, and I'll go out and try to find. I'm like, you know, the worst procrastinator. Everybody's out there already bought all their feeders and their cameras, and I'm there at, you know, at Academy or Walmart, you know, just trying to scrape the shelf to find something to put together to hunt, you know, this year. But met Jeremy over there. He caught me picking up some deer hunting supplies, so I want to shout out to him. But yes, that is my rant for this year. We do love all you deer hunters out there, and I'm poking fun at you, but it is sad. It's a sad season for me. When deer season over, it is the happiest time of year. It's like my Christmas after Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
So it is the best time of year.
Well, folks, we do have a show topic. We're gonna just continue on with our rambling, because that's really what this show is about, especially this week. It's about deer hunting, and it seems like every year about this time, you know, we do bring up deer hunting. We talk somewhat about how thermal or night vision or something, can be used deer hunting. We want to do it again this year, and we're probably gonna do it every year. And one of the reasons is it's important. It's timely, and it's changing like crazy. Mm-hmm. And this is a whole nother subject I'm not going to get into tonight on the show, but optics are changing. And as weird as it is, to talk about, I don't think glass optics are going away or anything like that, but the younger generation is so much more comfortable with these digital optics. Right. And we're going to talk about some of this, but, and again, we've brought this up before, but there is a real case to be made for a lot of people, to use digital night vision scopes for deer hunting. Mm-hmm. And, I want to make the point, in case you're listening to this and you don't know, this wasn't true, many years ago, but now digital night vision optics, for the most part, have a daytime mode that's full color. Just, it's like a video camera, just a normal camera video that's full color, HD. Some of them are 4K, high resolution. But then they're black and white at night. So they serve two purposes. And at first it seems like, well, why would I want to do that? Well, we're going to kind of lay out some reasons of why you might want to. We are not suggesting you go out and sell all your glass scopes. We don't think that Zeiss and Leupold are going out of business tomorrow. Right. Okay. And that's not going to happen. I just bought another Zeiss scope. Okay. So there is, that is here to stay, but we are seeing more and more a growing trend of deer hunters daytime hunting with some of these optics. And so we're going to bring this up, and we're going to talk about some other stuff, how thermal can help deer hunters. And again, if you've heard us talk about this before and you're not interested, come back next week. But there's some, we're going to bring up some more compelling reasons that it's something you might want to consider.
Yeah, absolutely. And just laying out the reasons. So you heard me talk about the buck that I shot last year. I did shoot it with the Sightmark Wraith HD 4 power. And I'm going to tell you, with using daytime optics and just laying out the case of why we feel like it's worth considering, not saying that you should get rid of all your daytime optics, but right. One of the reasons why you might want to consider or or should consider using it is, first of all, if you're getting a youngster into the sport, into deer hunting for the first time, I know many people that are starting their kids out deer hunting this year and they're using a daytime optic. So, you know, you got something like very small here, like the brand new.
You said a daytime optic. I think you meant they're using a
daytime digital scope.
Digital night vision.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But with not just any, but one that has a full color HD screen during the day. Right. Something like this, the Sightmark Wraith 4K Mini. Yeah, thank you, Jason, for clearing that up. That would have been confusing. That they're using this for kids. It's much easier for a kid to operate. They're, like you said, they're used to more use, and younger people are used to technology. But it's easier for them to understand. I know that the sight-in process with the digital scope is much, much easier than doing it. A lot of people get confused with the daytime optics still, but these digital optics, the sight-in process is much, much easier. I'm telling you, to me, when people ask what's the easiest scope to sight in of all, you know, night vision, digital night vision or thermal, to me, the Sightmark Wraith. It is the easiest scope to sight in my opinion. I can, you know, you can get those things sighted in so quick, but with kids being able to get into it, with the ease of use, with the, a lot of times the digital, menus and all that are so easy to use and sight in that I think, there's definitely a case to be made for using this. Now with me, I like to use the digital night vision scopes that have the color modes or the full color modes during the day for videoing. Obviously we're creating content, we're creating informational hunting videos, we're creating information for you out there, listening to this podcast. Using these videos helps people get a good understanding and idea of what they're going to, you know, look at or what they can expect to get when they purchase an optic. But what's better than being able to, you know, to shoot a big, you know, monster buck or, you know, get that buck that you finally wanted to get or get your first buck and have be able to record with it and sure. get that on video and have that forever. That's a great thing. I recorded my buck hunt last year, and to be able to share it with your buddies. It's not, there's a lot of people out there that aren't trying to be YouTube stars, but they just want to, you know, share their hunts with their family and friends and be able to have that experience forever. And I know that there are some ways that you can record with a traditional daytime optic, but not as easy. And I don't think the videos look as good as actually recording through the digital scope like it does.
No. Yeah. And look at what you're doing. You're putting, you know, you're normally doing that, you're putting a phone or a camera behind that scope. Then you're looking at the screen. Well, that's just a jury-rigged way of using a digital scope. You don't have the same experience. You got to hold your face back. It looks weird because you're looking at a phone or something.
Yeah.
This is the same thing, except it's made intentionally to do that.
Internal. So, yeah. And there are some recording devices I know that they make that mount to the underbarrel of the rifle. And those, when you watch those videos, they just kind of look a little awkward, you know, it's almost like third person viewing of a hunt, you know, because it's not through the scope and you don't see the reticle and all that. But anyway, recording the hunts is a big thing. And a lot of people out there, that's one of the biggest reasons these days, that why people I think are hunting with digital scopes is to record it. Cause there are a lot of people out there that like to share it on social media. Talk to a guy today, Jason, a friend of ours, called in. He follows us on all the socials and listens to the show a lot. He called in and got a chance. I'll go ahead and mention Will Beatty. You know him. You know Will with Bear Creek Cattle. He called in and talked about some scopes, and we talked about. He's like, so talk me into this digital thing. You know, digital night vision. What's the advantages of it? And we talked about the advantages of the nighttime and being able to specifically ID at night. But I said, hey. You know, deer hunting with this, being able to have a full color, in this case, we were talking about 4K, full color, 4K picture during the day, beautiful image, you can record with it. These scopes now are, like, especially now with the 4K Mini, are very small and compact. They look great on a rifle. They're great for sporting, you know, they work great on an AR platform. There's more people now, it seems like, that are deer hunting with AR style rifles as well. Yeah. So there's a lot of advantages to it. And again, this isn't meant to sell all your high-end optics, because I told Jason whenever we were talking about this segment. This was my idea, but this is not intended. If you're out there trying to shoot deer at 500 and 600 yards and on beyond that or whatever, don't do this. That's right. Not a smart decision. But if you are like me and like a lot of other people, if you're shooting deer, you know, and you're not going to take a shot over 300 yards, and you know, you're you know, you like to capture video and that type of stuff, I would absolutely 100% without a doubt consider using a daytime optic. I mean, something like this 4K mini.
You keep saying a daytime optic. I know. I just know people are hearing it going,
I know, because well,
I'm using right now.
Switching back and forth.
I know what you mean. You mean a daytime, you know, night vision.
Look at this daytime night vision, this 4K mini. Look how small this thing is. And you're being able to, there's a lot you can do with it. But, and, well let's the crown on this thing is a lot of people that hunt during the day, they say, you know what, I'd like to stay in the stand after at night at dark and shoot pigs and coyotes. So, you know, you got your daytime digital and you got your nighttime digital scope all in one where you can switch over to night mode and not get out of the stand and go back to the camp. You can keep hunting.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that, you know, you mentioned it. I mean, you get to record, you can, you know, like you said, stay in the stand if you're going to stay there at night and hunt. You know, some guys want to stay there and shoot, you know, coons off the feeder, want to shoot hogs off the feeder, whatever it is. That's another option. You know, the recording the hunts is a big deal. I'll say this too. I mean, there's a lot of guys who they may only have one rifle. You know, I mean, maybe they just, you know, that they're just don't have a bunch of rifles right now. And that's understandable, you know, and there's like, man, I got to switch these things back and forth and I don't want to do that. And so again, it lets you get into that, you know, one rifle, one scope and do both things. You know, I'll just tell you, personally, it still feels weird to me. I mean, I'm a traditionalist. I grew up with, you know,
we don't call you
glass optics. We're
not calling you traditionalists anymore. We're calling you daywalkers. So
daywalkers. And so, I do. It still feels weird to me. But the more that I use it, gosh, the more I'm like, I do see this is really cool. You know, we've talked about it before. I'm not going to tell all the stories again. I mean, you know, both Hans and I, our daughters are hunting and they're using these things. This year, I mean, I said, okay, I told my daughter, I said, listen, we're going to get you on a daytime optic on a bolt action rifle. You know, I want to get you moved over to this. Well, we were running out of time. We were, you know, trying to get some stuff zeroed. We had some rain. It was like, we're just running out of time, you know, a couple weeks before season. I really wanted to get shooting. And we had an afternoon where I didn't have enough time to get everything set up the way that I wanted. And I was like, dadgummit, I'm just going to go in here. I'm going to grab the AR, got the Sightmark Wraith, you know, 4K max on it. That's what she used last year going there. And she's like, oh, so glad to get to use this again. And I mean, she's tickled pink. We go out there and, you know, she's just, you know, driving tacks with the thing. And so she really, really likes it. You know, we had youth weekend, which is youth, you know, rifle season early last weekend in Texas. She was out there hunting with it. And it is, it's a lot. There's a lot of advantages to it that I have to admit are there. Again, I don't think every traditionalist is going to do this, but I think more and more guys, you know, Hans, we've got a customer, you know, I know you talked to him the other day, who's having some questions about some of his scopes. This guy, he's bought, I don't know what, like 3 Wraiths or something from a Sightmark Wraith. It's all he does is deer hunt with them.
Yeah.
During the daylights, but he will, and his deal is, and he's, I don't remember which state he's in. He's in one of these states.
He's in South Carolina.
A bunch of deer.
He's in South Carolina.
Is it South Carolina?
He's in South
Carolina. One of them get a bunch of deer. And he's like, my wife and I want to record these hunts. Yeah. She hunts, I hunt. We want to record them. That's what we want. We enjoy this. We want to watch the, you know, the shots back. And it's like their thing. And I mean, he doesn't call me asking about hog or coyote hunting. He is using them. And it's funny. He does not want a daytime hunt. And this guy's not young either. I mean, he's older than us. And I've just got to laugh about it. I'm like, I wouldn't have pegged this guy, but yeah. once he used one, oh, he just eat up with it. So anyway, it is a lot of fun. There's a lot of reasons to use it. I would say if you're a new hunter or you're getting a kid into it, I would highly recommend it. I think you'd be happy.
So if you're looking for one, if you're looking for a, you say, hey, you know what? I'm ready to try this, or I want to try it, or, you know, if you just want to tinker with it, I don't know, give us a call, 877-350-1818. You can call me directly. You can talk to me. You can talk to Jason. You can find all this stuff on outdoorlegacygear.com. But I promise you, if you start shooting with one during the day, you're going to be like, man, this thing's pretty cool. This is, you got a lot of guys out there too, like to shoot squirrels and rats. They use that stuff at night, you know, with the night vision. So those videos, I can sit there and watch those videos on YouTube forever. The ones where they're shooting rats at night in feedlots, night vision.
It looks like, it's like a video game.
It is. It's like a video game, but they're using like pellet guns in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. Man, it's really cool. But so, again, you can contact us if you're interested in that digital
stuff. I want to bring up something else here. I mean, we have to do this every year before we get off the whole show about deer hunting. Mm-hmm. And I say this, I'm going to say it again this year. I'll say this again next year. I may say it 6 months from now. I do not think that serious deer hunters, and they're probably not the guys that are listening to this show, okay, that's probably not our audience, the guys that are just dedicated, die hard, you know, wear camouflage underwear, deer hunting is in their blood, those guys, then they spend like they would mortgage their house and sell their kids to get the next latest gadget for deer hunting. Mm-hmm. You know what they don't know about and they don't understand is the benefits of a thermal, you know, handheld monocular for actually, you know, hunting. Whether that, and again, I know every state's a little bit different. Some states have got different laws. Check your laws in your state. I don't have a clue what they are there. But in a lot of states, as long as you're not shooting with it, it's not attached to a rifle or whatever, you're good to go. Using thermal to spot live deer is unbelievable. Whether it's in the brush, in the woods, as they're moving along, whether it's looking across a field 400, 500, 600, 700 yards, and you're trying to spot them out there in a sea of brown grass, or spot one that's, you know, stuck his head out of the woods over there at 400 or 500 yards. I mean, with thermal, that they just cannot hide from you. Now, you're going to spot it, and you're not going to know anything past that. That's when it's time to get the binoculars. Yeah. But instead of the idea of like, well, I'm going to glass for deer, you're going to glass with the thermal, and then you're going to pull your glass up and identify and see what they are. Is that a buck? Is that a doe? Where is he going? All that sort of stuff. Right. So I just think that's a huge, huge benefit. And then every deer hunter can benefit from the recovery phase with a thermal. I'm going to tell you now, for that, you're going to specifically want something very low magnification, especially if you're in the woods, but even not, you want low magnification, wide field of view, because, you know, you don't want to walk past something. But guys, recovering a deer with thermal, when you lose that blood trail, it's so frustrating. And every deer hunter that's ever blood trailed an animal, everybody's got that pit in their stomach. I don't care how good you think you shot him, and you know that deer's dead somewhere. When you get down and you go over there and you start looking for blood, and you stick your head in the woods or in the brush, and he's not laying right there, you're just like, okay, where is he at? Right. Even though I know he's dead, am I going to find him? Where is he? And everybody, you know, you're just on that pins and needles. Man, I'm telling you, I've been on a lot of unsuccessful and heartbreaking blood trails with friends over the years, neighbors, and everybody believes the deer's dead.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, like, I've been on those. Not like, well, he gut shot him. It's like, there's so much blood. Mm-hmm. You know that deer is down somewhere, but you lose the trail. You can't find him. Maybe it's dark. And man, if you got that thermal, that is just, it can be the difference in recovering that deer or not.
It's a big advantage. And we've got more people more people than ever that we've talked to, you and I, that are looking for thermals just for deer hunting and thermal, more thermal monoculars. But yeah, you know,
handheld. Yeah.
And you know, they're always like, which one should we get? The recommendation is always low magnification. You know, there's several of them that are good that are out there. I'll start with like something like the AGM Tab Pan TM15, you know, the 1.5 power. You got the the iRay ML19 and the MH25.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, those are fantastic.
1 power, you know, monoculars. And then from up from there, there's others as well that work very well for tracking, and they're low magnification. The lowest price one is going to be like something like the TM160. $399. Now that's that's the bottom of the bottom when it comes to, what you're going to be able to get. But you can, you know, as far as tracking something close, you know, something like that your chances of recovery go up tremendously when you do have a thermal optic. People want to know, can you see blood on the ground with it or on the leaves? Well, the answer, if you get up there fast enough, yeah. I mean,
it's got to be really fast.
It's got to be fast.
It's got
to be fast. But yeah, you can see some blood on the ground or on trees.
It's going to have to be a lot of blood, and you're going to have to be there in a hurry.
It's possible.
Hey, I'm going to tell you one that I don't want to forget about. I was using this last night in the, talking about actual, you know, looking at deer during deer season at night. And we did a whole show on this, and that's the Pulsar Trionics.
Absolutely.
That is their binoculars. They're $29.99. We've reviewed these things. They're digital night vision, they're thermal, and then they're a fusion of those two things put together at one time. I don't really care too much about the fusion for you know, my use. I like the digital for spot. I'm sorry, the thermal for spotting, the digital for identifying and seeing what they are. Again, I was using that last night. I use that all the time this time of year because there's bucks out. They're hard horned. You know, it's deer season. I want to see if something's in my pasture. So, boom, I've been using it. Go to the thermal. Hey, there's something out there at, you know, 250 yards. Wonder what that is. Switch over to digital. Try to zoom in on it. See if I can see what its rack is, you know, what buck it is. And I mean, again, you can go watch the review on that. It's the Trionics, how do you spell that?
Trionyx.
Yx. Yeah, so that's it. And there's a Y. Yeah.
I want to say something about that real quick, because there are some people out there that have been on social media and they're like, man, the thermal image on the Trionics doesn't look that great. You know, and I'm going to say this in defense of that. Yes, it's not a 640 resolution binocular. You're exactly right. It's not a 640 resolution, but it's $29.99. Now, when we talk to people about thermal versus night vision and all that, thermal, the benefit for thermal, more than anything, is detection, seeing that there's possibly a target out there and being able to hopefully get a closer ID as it gets closer. So detection is the main, is one of the main reasons for thermal. Now, it does have good detection capabilities. From there, you can switch over to night vision, and the night vision mode is some of the best night vision that you're going to find. I think the quality of the night vision is fantastic. So yes, it's not a 640 resolution, but what the thermal is there and specifically designed in that unit to do is to detect only. Is there's something out there that probably looks like something I want to look at and get a good ID on. Switch over to nighttime mode to get a positive ID. So, I mean, for $29.99,
Two eyepieces. It's binoculars.
It's only $500 more than the Axion XQ38. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I mean, think about it. Put it in relation to that. You're getting a thermal and a night vision. We're not here to try to pump up and sell more Trionics, but it has been catching a little bit of flack about they saying, you know, the thermal quality is not the best. And, you know, we said that the thermal quality or the thermal image on it isn't the strong suit, but understanding what the purpose of that unit is, it's not for everybody, but there's some specific uses where it is perfect for people. And there's been people order it for those specific reasons. And it's been a very good tool for them.
I agree. Well, I think You've completed the show.
I was on a soapbox.
We talked about digital night vision, talked about the benefit of thermal. So I think we can put a wrap. Do you want to rant again?
No. I want to wish everybody, when down here in Texas, this show is going to come out the Thursday before opening day of deer season for 2021 in Texas. I don't know all the laws, and it seems like it's starting to kind of kick off for a lot of people out there, though. But want to wish everybody and wish everybody good luck for this year, deer season. Hope everybody gets everything they want. Last year, my daughter, for the first time, shot her first deer. She shot a doe last year. Jason's daughter, Dixie Lee, like cleaned up, man. She's like a pro. She doesn't need Jason out there in the stand anymore. She's just going to grab that rifle.
Sadly, probably true.
Jason has to work late, she's just going to be in that stand by herself, and she don't need him. She probably gut it too and everything. But yeah, good luck to all of y'all out there. We hope you get good luck and you get your buck or you get your doe, get that meat in the freezer. That's all I'm this year. I shot a buck last year. This year, I just want a doe because I'm out of deer sausage and I need to get restocked back up. So I want to get one of them. But anyway, if you are interested in any night vision or thermal optic, give us a call, 877-350-1818. You can find all of our stuff on the website, outdoorlegacygear.com. You can call and talk to me. You can call and talk to Jason. If you call and you speak with Angela or you speak with Michaela, say, hey, saw Hans on the show, got a question for him. I know he's used some of these scopes in, you know, something specific, or if you got something for, there's a lot of guys that call and ask for Jason and they said, yeah, you know, Jason and I kind of think a lot alike, so I'd like to talk to Jason, which they're wrong, but it's okay.
Yeah. Hans and I think alike, so it doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
You
know,
you don't have to ask for anybody. Exactly. You're going to get one.
Yeah.
Of
you're getting one of us, whichever one's not, doesn't have a million phone calls at the time is probably
exactly
going to get it.
Right.
But yes, we thank y'all. And there's been a lot of y'all that have taken us up on that offer and give us a call. And we'd love the chance to earn your business. If you're looking for anything more outdoor legacy, social media related, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you can find it all there. Please subscribe, like, and share on all that stuff over there. You can find me on Instagram, HansETX, and the YouTube channel, which is still going strong, HansETX on YouTube. But I would invite you, there's a lot of you out there that do, that listen all the time, that listen to every show. But if you're looking for all of our past episodes, you can do so on the latenightvisionshow.com. All past 182 episodes plus this one, you'll be able to find there. You just need to go back and watch some of the early shows and then watch one of the shows in the middle of our run of 182 shows and watch the show now. Hopefully you'll see a big improvement in us in the production of these shows. I don't know if you've ever done it, Jason, but going back and looked at some of our early shows, I know it's just, you just put your hands in your head and like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Well, and sometimes I put my hands in my head about these.
Exactly.
So okay.
But anyway, thank y'all. But yeah, give us a shout if you're looking to get anything, but please definitely check us out on all the socials.
Sounds great, folks. Hope you enjoyed the show again. Nothing super serious in this show, us, you know, goofing around, talking about deer hunting, but there is some truth to, like we said, you know, doing something kind of different. The ways are changing and possibly introducing some digital night vision or some thermal into your tool bag, into your hunting bag of tricks. So something to think about. But we appreciate y'all coming back and watching the show every week. As Hans said, if y'all are looking for anything, thermal night vision, give us a call, drop us an email. We hope to see you again here next week. But between now and then, y'all stay safe in the fields and keep making those bacon pancakes.